0003, the director. On the weekends, your refuge is Chipper's Star Lanes, where you're not the director of the Southern Reach, but just another customer at the bar. Chipper's lies off the highway, well out of Bleakersville, one step up from being at the end of a dirt road. Jim Lowry's people back at Central might know the place. Might be watching and listening, but you've never met anyone from the Southern Reach there. Even Gray Stevenson, your second-in-command, doesn't know about it. For a disguise, you wear a t-shirt for a local construction company or a charity event like a chili cook-off and an old pair of jeans from the last time you were fat, sometimes topped off with a baseball cap advertising your favorite barbecue joint. You go bowling there, like you used to with your dad as a kid. But you usually start out front, solo, on Chipper's rotting but still functional Safari Adventure miniature golf course. The lions at the ninth hole are a sleeping huddle of dreamy plastic melted and blackened at the edges from some long-ago disaster. The huge hippo bestride the course-ending 18th has dainty ankles, and flaked-off splotches reveal blood-red paint beneath, as if its makers had been too obsessed with making it real. Afterward, you'll go inside and bowl a few pickup games with anyone who needs a fourth, under the fading universe painted on the ceiling. There's Earth. There's Jupiter. There's a purpling nebula with a red center. All of it lit up at night with a cheesy laser show. You're good for 4 or 5 games, rarely top 200. When done, you sit at the dark, comfortable bar. It's been shoved into a back corner as far from the room of stinking shoes as possible, and somehow the acoustics muffle the squeak, bump, and rumble of the bowling. Everything here is still too close to Area X. But as long as no one knows, that information can keep on killing the customers as slowly as it has over the past decades. The Chipper's Bar attracts mostly stalwart regulars because it's really a dive, with dark felt stapled to the ceiling that's meant to be sprinkled with stars. But whatever the metal that's nailed up there, looking more like an endless series of sheriff's badges from old westerns, it's been rusting for a long time, so now it's become a dull black, punctuated by tiny reddish-brown starfish. The sign in the corner advertises the Star Lanes Lounge. The lounge.